Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment. I'm going to continue the conversation about how to get your home ready for the wet season with a focus on keeping rainwater from getting inside the structure of your home. And this is to avoid having the wood members in your home become rotten or infested with the water-loving termites we have around here. And last time I pointed out how important it is to have good gutters to keep the rain that runs off your roof from drenching the side of your home. But even with good gutters, the wind can blow rain onto the side of your home, especially on south-facing walls. So it's important to make sure that water that does get onto the siding of your home can't get inside the wall of your home. One place to keep an eye on is the gap around door and window frames. A home that's constructed properly shouldn't let water in at that interface, even if there's a visible opening. But if your home has caulking around its doors and windows, that's an indication that water may have gotten in at some point in the past. And if that caulking is cracked and has pulled away from water to the surfaces, then water can get in and cause that damage. Now, this can be a big job if you have a lot of windows and doors to address, so start with those south-facing windows and doors. Basically, just use a screwdriver or a stiff putty to scrape out the old caulking, then clean up the crack and put in some new caulking. I suggest buying good caulking that is both adhesive and a sealant. The adhesive part means that it will stick to both sides of the crack and therefore not open up if there's some movement. But why would there be movement, you ask? Well, the cracks around your door and window frames can get smaller when the wood expands from getting wet, and then the crack can get larger when the wood dries out. That's why, in fact, I'm mentioning all this when the weather's still dry, because the best time to caulk a crack in a wood home is when the wood is dry and therefore the crack is the widest it will be. That way, when the wood does get wet and the crack closes up from the expanding wood, the caulking will become in compression and therefore provide a good seal against water. Plus, most caulking sticks better to dry wood than damp wood. And, oh, by the way, there's another reason why there can be movement in those cracks around your doors and window frames, and that's from earthquakes that we have a lot of around here. And speaking of earthquakes, if you have a home with stucco siding, then from either the earthquakes or the settling of your home's foundation, you can get cracks to form in your stucco. And those cracks can let rainwater in, and sometimes it can get behind the tar paper and cause problems. That's why some folks in this area don't like stucco siding, but if you caulk those cracks when you see them, you can stop water intrusion and stop those problems. This has been Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.